New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Supposed to earn it, or what to do with it, or how to keep it. You're a freak with a dark, shameful secret. But you're not the only one. Get your hidden financial fears with a blast of sun. Now your healing has begun. It's Bad with Money with
Gabe S.
Dunn.
Hello, and welcome to Bad with Money's mailbag episode. I'm your host, Gabe Dunn. I am currently stressed over my Pride posts, absolutely stressed. If you're watching this on Patreon, you are seeing what I just held up, which is me having spent days trying to figure out what to post for Pride. Okay, so let's get into some of your emails and voice memos. This is one from Amanda. Hi, Gabe. Just wanted to chime in about technical interviews. Oh, yeah. We've been talking about technical interviews and whiteboarding and take-home assignments and job interviews where you have to perform in front of a task in front of the boss, potential hiring employer. So we've been getting a lot of messages about that. Caveat, I work in a mostly academic setting, but do a lot of work with government in science and technology. Our department also uses some pretty niche programming languages, so our pool of candidates is a lot smaller and self-selected. I couldn't even begin to imagine how someplace like Google interviews for Python dev jobs, shrug emoji. I'm sure that will make sense to my boyfriend who works at Google. Well, it does not make sense to me. Python, I think, is a coding language. Okay, anyway. That said, we often have to do them because people we are interviewing can't show us the work they've done. Our industry has a lot of NDAs or proprietary closed source software. It sounds wild, but a lot of people who work in tech aren't really allowed to show us their work. They can say where they worked and what they worked on, but they could get in major trouble for actually showing us what's under the hood, so to speak. We recently interviewed a candidate who couldn't show us anything they'd worked on in the last decade. While they had some public GitHub repos, GitHub is where you can put your code, by the way. I also learned that from my boyfriend. Think of this as the programmer's portfolio. Technology and programming move so fast, it was nearly worthless. Don't get me wrong, I'm definitely side-eyeing some of the examples you've gotten. We would never ask someone to do free work on our current projects or subject them to a multi-hour interview. But as the one letter you wrote noted, technical interviews are often needed to sort out the slick liars from people who actually know how to do the work. Thanks for your work on the pod. It's one of my favorites to listen to each week, Amanda, she, her. Yeah, okay, that makes sense. If you're not allowed to show proprietary work, there's definitely a lot of NDAs in tech. I mean, even if I could understand what my boyfriend was working on, I shouldn't be looking at it. But yeah, okay, I see what you're saying. That makes sense. And that it moves so fast that you might need someone who's more up to date on the coding language that is being used now. So that makes sense. In relation to this, I was shown an article from City News Everywhere, which is a Toronto news source, that says, should job seekers be compensated? A Toronto organization will now pay for interview time. As of May 1st, anyone who gets selected for a job interview with Foodshare Toronto will be paid $75 for the hour-long meeting. So this was very intriguing, extremely intriguing. And it's a community organization, so it's not like a very wealthy place. But yeah, they are going to start paying people who come in to interview, citing the need for preparation and the potential an employee might have to take time off from their current job. So that's really, really interesting. They're also talking about how they want to hire hiring managers who respect the time of the candidates. This is Paul Taylor, the executive director of Foodshare Toronto, saying, "We feel that if employers really want to bring folks on board and really show respect for the candidates that they're engaging in that conversation, then they should be paying for that." Whoa, pretty interesting. Also, a candidate, they also said that if a candidate is required to prepare a presentation as part of the interview, they will be paid the position's hourly rate in order to complete the work. That is wild. I wonder if there are other places who are doing this kind of thing. They're calling it inclusive hiring practices. I don't know that other places will take this on. I think it's really progressive. But I mean, that would be incredible and would probably solve a lot. Although I guess you might get some people applying who just want the money, but you actually can sort those people out. They said that they're only going to do it for people they actually bring in. Oh boy, can your finances take a hit during the holidays? I've definitely had stuff come up that I, you know, forgot about last minute, gifts for people, realizing I don't have something for someone's plus one or significant other, trying to put together meals. I mean, you can think you've thought everything through for the holidays and oh boy, might it take a while to recover financially, but we all get it. You know what I mean? Like, we're trying to spend time with people and make the most of it and have this magical time that we all look forward to all year long. We spend more than we should during the holidays. Take control of your finances by using a Chime checking account with features like no monthly or maintenance fees, fee-free overdraft up to $200, or get paid up to 2 days early with direct deposit. Learn more at chime.com/badmoney. I am notorious for forgetting about automatic payments and then I overdraft. I have had a history of overdrafting my account. It's horrible. There's tons of fees. There's even fees for going below a certain number, even if you aren't overdrafting. Like, it is such a relief to have a Chime account that allows you to overdraft up to $200 with no fees. It's a financial tech company with a sense of community. You can have temporarily increased overdraft limits with boosts from friends. Join the millions of Chime members who are working on financial progress. Chime helps with fee-free overdraft up to $200. Your next deposit is applied to your balance. Get spotted on debit card purchases and cash withdrawals. No monthly fees or maintenance fees. Over 50,000 fee-free ATMs. To date, Chime has spotted members over $32 billion in transactions through SpotMe. Friends give friends a boost. Eligible members get complimentary boosts to temporarily increase a friend's SpotMe limit. When you give a boost, they can boost you back to temporarily raise your limit. Set up direct deposit in your Chime account. After a qualifying direct deposit of $200 plus, Chime will notify you to enroll in SpotMe. With an activated debit card, Chime will spot you up to $200 on debit card purchases and cash withdrawals. Your next direct deposit is applied to your negative balance. Chime never charges overdraft fees for using SpotMe. Enjoy the holidays while keeping your financial goals on track with Chime. Open your account in 2 minutes at chime.com/badmoney. That's chime.com/badmoney. Chime feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Direct deposit timing depends on submission of payment file. Boosts are available to eligible Chime members enrolled in SpotMe and are subject to monthly limits. Fees apply at out-of-network ATMs and for OTC withdrawals.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Someone on the Discord actually wrote in and said, I've had a few interviewers the last few years do paid tests. Didn't end up getting an offer, but it still went a super long way toward leaving the interaction with a positive view of the companies in question. So I guess other places are doing this. If you work at a place that pays for interview time, or if you have ever interviewed at a place that paid you for your time, please write in. I'm very, very curious. I want to know more about this. If you want to write into the show in general, you can do so at gabeisbadwithmoney@gmail.com. We also take voice memos, such as the one we're about to hear now from Elijah.
Hi there, Gabe Dunn. This is Elijah, they, them pronouns. I sent in an email with a voice memo that was very emotional and scattered and kind of long. And I know you do like a very short thing. And so I'm going to iterate my question here in a much more short way, in my experience, in a much like shorter way. I love your show. I've loved all the content you produce, everything that I've been able to consume, at least. It's really helped me feel seen and heard in the media and like, you know, a whole flood of compliments in the other one. But yeah, you're great. Yeah. So the other day I went into an urgent care clinic after getting on Apple Health, like Washington's Apple Health, and they were very helpful. But unfortunately, they weren't able to to find me in the system, and they still, you know, gave me medical care and told me that they would just, once they find my policy number, they'd finish out the paperwork and whatnot, because they were having an issue finding me in the system. And so, yeah, I gave them my policy number a few days later, and they were like, yeah, I'm so sorry, but we don't actually take United, which is what I was on. It was United Healthcare or something like that. And now I am on Molina Healthcare. While I was there, she said, yeah, almost no hospitals take United Healthcare. And I was like, but why? Like, why is there this health insurance that is supposed to be helping me, like, go to the hospital and be covered and not just be drowned in medical debt every time I have a medical issue? Like, why do they continue to put people on a plan that no hospitals take? It's kind of confusing to me. And if you have any insights on that, I switched over to Molina. I may or may not be able to get it covered by Molina, like my past appointments covered by Molina. Calling the healthcare authority, National Healthcare Authority, on Monday to get that sorted. Like, why? Like, it just doesn't make any sense. Like, why they would have a system that would put people who need healthcare on an insurance, like, need healthcare to, like, they can't pay for most of their own healthcare. So, like, why are they putting it on an putting people on an insurance that is not accepted by most hospitals? It doesn't make sense. And if you have anything, any insights or anything like that, I'd love to know why. Or if you have an episode that you can direct me to about that, I would love to just know why. Thank you so much. I hope you have a wonderful day. Goodbye.
One, I hate health insurance. I hate that it's so complicated. I hate that this is, not that I hate health insurance, I hate the healthcare system and the way that it's run. I gotta imagine that it's just a plan that you have to cover very basic stuff. And I don't particularly know why it would be, like, not taken at most hospitals. If someone who knows more about that could write in and let us know, I would greatly appreciate it, because this is just very frustrating and unfair to me. I don't know why you would put someone on a plan that is basically useless. I mean, it looks like it's through Medicaid and Medicare, but that doesn't mean that it shouldn't cover, like, hospitals. I guess what I'm reading right now is that it covers primary care clinics and that's it. But yeah, that's deeply confusing. It seems like it's very limiting. And I'm so sorry that happened to you. I truly don't understand this system. So if somebody who listens to the show can write in and explain it better, I would appreciate it. Or even if you've had a frustrating experience that is similar with your kind of healthcare, I'm sure there's someone who's going to write in and be like, well, this is because this X thing is the company covering da da da. And I'd appreciate that, like, if you want to write in with that sort of explanation that, you know, maybe makes sense in a way that I will then find deeply capitalist and upsetting. Please do write it in, though. You know, I don't know. I just want the truth, because I think this type of thing happens all too often. I guess Molina is California based. Yeah, I don't know. I'm so sorry that it was like that. Okay, this is an email from Allison. Hi, Gabe. I've been listening since the beginning, and I wrote in once before to say how good I've been doing. Well, that's changed. I struggle every pay period. I get paid every 2 weeks to make the money last. I pay my bills, and then food and gas barely get covered. I'm not sure how to handle this. I've actually stopped paying one of my credit card bills. Just stopped. I pay a tiny bit when I can, but definitely not the minimum amount. I feel like an absolute failure. The thing is, I make the most money I've ever made. So what's wrong with me? I have no savings except retirement, which is small for a few reasons. I'm not sure what to do because I really feel like I should have savings to be safe, but it seems impossible. I don't remember an episode on how to be good with money, savings, etc. when you're so broke, but I could be wrong. Any advice would be surely appreciated. Thanks for everything. Allison, she, they. Oh my gosh, I completely understand this. First of all, give yourself a pat on the back for having retirement. I We did an episode with Tiffany Alice about budgeting that I think would be really helpful to you. We also did an interview about debt with Stephanie Lee, which I think would be really good. We've done a lot of episodes about debt and about budgeting. Most people are in your position. I think you are better off than you think you are, because you at least have a little retirement saved. Like, that's fantastic. I think most people are living paycheck to paycheck. We have a mailbag coming out soon with someone who just stopped paying their credit card debt, just stopped, and what to do about that. Though this will probably come out after that episode. Maybe there's something to be said for doing an episode specifically about living paycheck to paycheck. That was suggested by Julia Keller, who we did an interview about quitting with. I want to commiserate. I want to tell you that you're not alone. It is difficult because, you know, it's gas is something I hear about a lot in terms of like you're making money and then you have to spend money to commute, which is just a double-edged sword. I wonder, Tiffany has some great budgeting advice if you want to look into her that doesn't shame you and that doesn't, you know, make it seem like it's impossible unless you cut off everything that you've ever liked doing and make your life just incredibly difficult and sparse. Unfortunately, I think there are maybe ways to cut specific things in order to create a savings. But, you know, like a lot of people have said on this show, it's sort of like dieting where there's fads and you fluctuate and, you know, you can budget slash diet really hard for a while. It's not going to feel good and it's not going to last. And so, you know, it depends on if what you want to do is do that really hard for like a month and save stuff, pay down some debt. But, you know, I do think it is something that then boomerangs back, similar to a food diet. So yeah, there are great people that you can get information from in terms of not just like, oh, I want to be wealthy, building wealth, but in terms of like keeping yourself afloat. Tiffany is one. Price of Avocado Toast is another place. There's Tori Dunlap's podcast, Financial Feminist. There are a few places you can, again, Stephanie Lee, who I'm obsessed with, River Nice, who we've had on the show. These are people that understand how difficult this stuff can get. I mean, the problem with a lot of this financial advice is that life keeps happening to you. So, you know, you can say, oh, I'm in this really great place right now, and who knows what could happen. And I know that's probably not comforting, but I really don't think you're a failure. I really don't think you're alone. Failure doesn't happen on a linear timeline. It's just something that, it's just circumstances, honestly. So, I mean, I would say if you're making the most money you've ever made, look at that and then go through and look at what you're spending. Because if you are making a good amount of money, there might be places where you can cut and save. But I deeply feel you about the credit card debt feeling overwhelming and just feeling like there's no way out of it. I have had that situation too and deeply relate to it. This is an email from Anonymous about the $1 trillion coin. Longtime fan since the early BuzzFeed days. I just wanted to write in regarding the $1 trillion coin. One of the biggest proponents of the coin that I know of is Joe Weisenthal. He's the co-host of the Bloomberg podcast Odd Lots, and they have had multiple episodes about it. From my understanding, from listening to many hours of the topic, is that it is what you said, a loophole, an unproven loophole. Maybe the Supreme Court could weigh in on it. Who knows? That might or might not ever happen. A simplified version of how it would work is like this. Fictional numbers here. 1. The U.S. government has a debt of $30.8 trillion and a limit of $31 trillion, so everyone is obsessed about the debt ceiling. 2. Congress can't agree on increasing the debt ceiling. 3. The president authorized the mint to make $1 trillion coin, allowed under the law if made from platinum. 4. The government holds the coin and accounts for it in their balance. 5. The U.S. debt is now $29.8 trillion since they got a $1 trillion deposit in the form of a coin. 6. Nobody talks about the debt ceiling anymore for a couple of months/years. Maybe some lawsuits are filed. I might have gotten some details wrong. I'm not an economist, just a data analyst guy who was curious. But that is the gist of it. Anyways, I love what you do, and I hope this had some good info. P.S. I got a chance to meet you at the JBU Valentine's special meet and greet, and it was awesome. I was the guy with the fiance who said I introduced her to it and that it helped me be a good human in the world. There's a lot to learn and unlearn as a cishet male. P.S. 2. Not sure if you've ever talked about the cannabis industry, but if you ever need information, let me know. I was an analyst in the industry for 2 years. It's a crazy world since it's just starting in many states and yet not federally legal. Best, Rodrigo. My sister actually worked in the cannabis industry for a long time. So yeah, that might be a good topic. We haven't really gone into it. And I think my dad might be interested because he invests in cannabis. So yeah, that actually is a really good topic suggestion. Thank you for writing that in, Rodrigo. Also, the $1 trillion coin drives me crazy. I can't believe that it's a thing. And you've described it correctly. I think it is just to mollify people who are talking about the debt ceiling. If you want to know more, I guess you can listen to Odd Lots on Bloomberg. I've never listened to it, but I guess they have a lot of information about the $1 trillion coin. We also did a mailbag about the $1 trillion coin. It was wild to find out about. Well, that's all for our mailbag this week. I'm Gabe Dunn. You can find me at Gabe S. Dunn on Instagram, also at BWM Pod on Instagram. You can write into the show at gabeisbadwithmoney@gmail.com. You can also leave a voice memo and give us a 5-star Apple review. Please go to Apple and leave a 5-star review. We haven't had one in a week, and that's too long. It's stressing me out. Bad with Money with Gabe Shane Dunn is a production of Noted Bisexual, produced by Melissa D. Montz and Diamond Imprint Productions, edited by Diane King, post-production sound by Coco Lorenz, and music by Mike Kaplan, Zach Sherwin, and Jack Dolgen, as sung by Sam Barbera. Thank you. Love you. Bye.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.